I am looking forward to having a chat with Nick this afternoon. I met Nick this morning. It was one of those strange occurrences. I, as I said earlier, do my regular walk stroke jog each and every morning, and the walk from Nobby's out to the breakwater and back is part of the route that I take. And so I've been watching the, I don't know what they call it. Is it the boat shed? You know, the storage shed on the left-hand side as you walk out from the breakwater, from Nobby's out to the breakwater. There's this big, long concrete block shed. It's got a concrete roof, and people store their kayaks, their canoes, their surf skis, and all those sort of things in it. And over the time, you've seen different variations of graffiti. They've painted over the graffiti, and a couple of weeks later, you'll see more graffiti there. So obviously, someone's come up with a great idea, and they have tasked Nick and his company, Olas One, with the job of painting a mural. So I've watched the preparation, and obviously there wasn't a lot of work done this week because of the rain, but it wraps around the back wall as well, and so I saw the completion of the back wall today. And I said to Nick this morning, I saw him and I said, mate, looks fantastic, congratulations. And I thought, let's have a chat, because there'd be many people listening to us this afternoon that will walk out that way. They may only do it once a week of a weekend, but you can't miss the shed. And now, when you see what is being done on the shed, you will have said, aye, that's the bloke. That's the bloke that Brent was talking to. Nick Stewart, welcome to the program.
Hey, Brent, how you doing, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm pretty tired. I had a pretty big day down there, but happy to speak with you today. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Fantastic. It's an absolute pleasure. Now, I got some questions which I've already asked you today, but these are the sort of stuff that people want to know. So, you've been tasked by, I imagine, by council to do this. What's the shed called, Nick, first up?
Well, it's just it's a life-saving club's boat shed. It's where they store all their kayaks and like boats and stuff like that. So, it was just a rundown building that needed a facelift, really. And, they were quite happy to have us on board and take it over and, really just add some creativity down at Nobby's. So,
How long is the span along that side wall, not the back wall? How long, do you know how long the span is? It's a long shed. How long?
Yeah, it's about 60 metres by 3 metres high. So with the whole entire building, it's roughly, we're painting roughly under 400 metres squared. So it's a really big job. We've just got to take it day by day and try and put up with this weather.
How do you come up with the idea to do what you have done and what you're continuing to do down there? Is it something that you put on paper first, or is it in your head all the time and you just take it from your head to the wall?
So there's a bit of a process, and honestly, it's probably half of the job sometimes. You really have to take your time, like filtering all of the concepts and having consultations with people and, listening to the stories. And sometimes all of that information actually informs the artwork. So I don't, I might just wake up and I'll go, oh, yeah, I know that looks sweet. But when you get the new information, it actually takes you down a journey that you didn't realise it was going to be like this. And that's what really is that, that's community. So that's what it's all about. And sometimes you get a better result like that. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
Were you a kid that drew at school all the time?
Yeah, I was. all the books were, drawn in at school. So.
And what took you down this path as opposed to being an artist and putting your talents and creativity on a canvas?
Yeah, I always did paint on canvas, but in my early teens, I was drawn to hip hop culture.
Yeah,
and within that culture, there's graffiti, and that was all about painting on the walls and activating streets. And I was really drawn to that. Just seeing art in a public space, that can really ignite a space and it can tell a story. A message might be sent out, So that was the thing that I was really drawn to, and that's kind of how it unfolded for me. So, yeah.
I asked Nick this question this morning. I'll ask it again this afternoon. There are, you know, I won't get you to quote figures, but there are research figures out, are there not, that show that if a wall actually has a mural like yours on it, it will negate people actually tagging it and doing graffiti on it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, generally speaking, it is a very good proactive solution to combat vandalism and tagging and stuff like that. I think the best way to combat it is actually show aerosol skill, where, you know, the graffiti artists, they'll look at it and they'll appreciate that. So I don't think they, you know, look at murals with just done by brush. They don't really have that same respect for it. So that's where I like to kind of, like, add the aerosol element in it, and it really works. And you know, it's within that graffiti community, they respect, like, good can control. That works for me anyway. Yeah,
I love it. So it's called I suppose terms of the trade. It's called aerosol skill. Is that right? So obviously you are using an aerosol paint can to do all this.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So there's many techniques on display, and I think, you know, the graffiti artists can appreciate the techniques that are shown, and that's what generally that's when they'll leave it alone. So, but worst case, we've got a clear coat going over it, so if anyone wants to touch it, it'll just wash off. So
now you told me the clear coat today. The clear coat lasts for how long?
Well, there's many different formulas. We're going to get the really good stuff, like synthetic stuff. So that should hold up for 20 years. It depends how much you wash it. Like, if it keeps on getting bombed, it will, you know, if you wash it off it maybe 20, 30 times, and you'll start to see it flaming. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. So, yeah.
And do you use, on the back wall that you've completed, have you used just aerosol, or have you used the combination of brush and aerosol?
Yeah. No, we've got it all happening. I've been on the Wagner gun today, just using acrylic paint, because it's a cracking day for it, so I thought I'd better get in on the acrylic. Like aerosol, brush, the Wagner gun, like the airless gun for the acrylic paint, and it's a good mix, yeah.
Well, mate, it's an absolute credit to you. It really is. And look, your business is called OLAS, OLAS1, OLAS1. And if people are listening this afternoon and they've got a large wall, or an organisation that they are a part of has a large wall, and they think, what are we going to do with that wall? This is just a great idea of what you can do for them to make that plain, boring old wall something unique, interesting, and a talking point. And
that's right.
Has OLAS1 got a website?
Yeah, it does, yeah. So just OLAS1 in Google, you should find it. And, I'm on Instagram as well. That's probably where I get the most traffic.
Right.
That's just OLAS1 as well. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, you've got... How long do you reckon it'll take you to finish? I know, let's forget about the bad weather we've had, but, you know, how long do you think it will take you to do that 60-metre wall?
Oh, mate. The whole project, I think it will take... if we get days like this, probably a month.
Right.
But if this weather keeps on going, it could be up to 2 or 3 months, you know. So, good progress today. So I think maybe a month.
Okay. Well, look, congratulations. What you've completed looks fantastic. You've got the big wall to go. And if people are down walking there in the next couple of weeks, look for the boat shed on the left-hand side between Nobby's and the breakwater, and you'll see it's slowly but surely developing beautiful colours with this mural along the wall. And congratulations, mate, for the work that you were doing, and thank you for bringing colour and I suppose, interest to that part of town. It's fantastic.
Thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for talking. And, it's a privilege to do this for the community, mate, and show people what's possible, you know, with boring walls and boring buildings, you know, that look run down. They're perfect spots to create something beautiful, you know. So, Yeah, thanks so much, man.
Now, Nick, just before I let you go, I told you it wouldn't hurt. It was just like a conversation on the phone, wasn't it? All right, mate. Great to talk to you, okay?
Yeah, cheers, Brent. Mate, I'll see you, man.
Okay, buddy. See you, mate. Bye-bye.